The UN has designated June 23 as International Widows Day. The day is to address the poverty and injustice faced by millions of widows across the world. The UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon, in a message to mark the day, says all widows should be protected by their rights enshrined in the UN Convention on the Elimination of All Forms of Discrimination Against Women. We bring you a write-up on the day.
The UN Secretary General said this first International Widows Day is an occasion to draw attention to the many firsts that women must face when their husbands die. In addition to coping with grief, they may find themselves for the first time since marriage without any social safety net, adding that widows often lack access to inheritance, land tenure, employment, and even the means to survive. In places where a widow's status is linked to her husband, she may find herself suddenly shunned and isolated. Marriage, whether she desires it or not, may be the only way for a widow to regain her footing in society. Mr. Ban said of the approximately 245 million widows in the world, more than 115 million live in extreme poverty. In countries embroiled in conflicts, women are often widowed young and must bear the heavy burden of caring for their children amid fighting and displacement with no help or support. The Secretary General lamented that in reality, interpretations of customary codes as well as traditional mourning and burial rites often deny widows virtually all of their universally recognized rights. Yet, despite the many difficulties widows face, many of them make valuable contributions to their countries and communities, with some taking on leadership roles at the highest levels. Mr. Ban said death is inevitable, but the suffering that widows endure can be reduced by raising their status and helping them in their hour of need.
That was a write-up on World Widows Day.